Kitty and the Midnight Hour by Kerry Vaughan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2005 by Kerry Vaughan. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hatchett Book Group USA Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. I tossed my backpack in a corner of the studio and high-fived Rodney on his way out. "Hey, Kitty, thanks again for taking the midnight shift," he said. He'd started playing some third-generation grunge band that made my hackles rise, but I smiled anyway. "Happy to."
"I noticed. You didn't used to like the late shift."
He was right. I'd gone positively nocturnal the last few months. I shrugged. "Things change."
"Well, take it easy."
Finally, I had the place to myself. I dimmed the lights so the control board glowed, the dials and switches futuristic and sinister. I pulled my blonde hair into a ponytail. I was wearing jeans and an oversized sweatshirt that had been through the wash too many times. One of the nice things about the late shift at a radio station was that I didn't have to look good for anybody. I put on the headphones and sat back in the chair, with its squeaky wheels and torn upholstery. As soon as I could, I put on my music. Bauhaus straight into the Pogues. That'd wake 'em up. To be a DJ was to be God. I controlled the airwaves. To be a DJ at an alternative public radio station, that was being God with a mission. It was thinking you were the first person to discover the Clash and you had to spread the word. My illusions about the true power of being a radio DJ had pretty much been shattered by this time. I'd started out on the college radio station, graduated a couple of...